Hi everyone, welcome back again. It's me, Christopher,
And
and
me, Laura.
ooh.
I think that was a really good suggestion yesterday you made.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like pretending that 就是昨天 Chris 说他可如果他是大卫的话，就是假装就是说哦，我想要把这个东西丢回给 Dennis，可是他可能就跌倒，然后就把那个帽子还给 Charlie。So you pretend you actually slipped, and maybe Dennis has a chance. Oh no, not Dennis. Charlie has a chance to get his cat back.
Yeah, it's
That's
based
smart.
off of real life experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's. Oh, you're
No, not
okay.
me, not me,
Oh,
not me.
okay.
There was a kid's backpack that was being tossed around, and I acted like I would throw it very far, but it slipped.
But did
Oh,
you get
no.
laughed at? Because you.
Of course, but the kid got his bag, so it didn't matter.
Okay. How
Mission
nice of
accomplished.
you. How nice of you.
But let's see how
David.
David deals with the
Yeah.
situation.
Okay. Let's take a look.
David's Daily Life. The Mean Bulldogs.
I thought Charlie was going to cry. One of the bulldogs said, "Throw it back." I didn't know what to do. I felt bad for Charlie, but if I didn't listen to the bulldogs, they would bully me. Dennis shouted, "You can be cool and play with us, or you can be a loser." I thought for a second and then gave Charlie his cap back. Nobody on the bus believed it. I made the bulldogs angry. But I know everyone would talk about me for years and say, "David is a hero. He stood up to the bulldogs."
Cry, 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 cried, cried. The boy cried after falling off his bicycle and hurting his foot. The boy cried after falling off his bicycle and hurting his foot. Listen, listen. Eric never listened to his parents when he was a child. Eric never listened to his parents when he was a child. Loser, loser. Jeff thinks of himself as a loser because he seldom does anything well. Jeff thinks of himself as a loser because he seldom does anything well. Hero, hero. Everyone called Tony a hero for saving the baby from the fire. Everyone called Tony a hero for saving the baby from the fire.
Okay, so David begins his diary for day three with, "I thought Charlie was going to cry."
For sure. Okay, 所以大卫一开始就说，唉，我觉得 Charlie 啊，就快哭了耶。
So cry means to produce or make tears from your eyes because you are unhappy or hurt. So tears are water, you know, that come from your eyes. And we call this cry, C-R-Y, and then cried, and again, cried. Cry, C-R-Y.
Okay, cry 呢其实就是哭泣的意思。那刚刚呢 Chris 提到的这个眼泪英文就是 tear, T-E-A-R。
Right.
那 cry 的动词三它要注意一下哦。它的过去式跟过去分词就是去 y 加 ied, cried。那通常呢如果你是个爱哭鬼呢可能有人就会说你是个 cry baby, C-R-Y-B-A-B-Y. And I like this expression, if you cry your eyes out or cry your heart out.
It means your eyes fall out,
No. It just means you cry a lot. 所以字面上呢感觉很恐怖有没有就是哭到眼睛都跑出来或是心都跳出来。其实就是指你哭得很伤心你哭到心都碎了眼睛可能都红肿这样子的意思啦。
So do you think if you watch a movie and it makes you cry, do you say, I cried my eyes out or I cried my heart out?
I think heart, if heart? It's a sad movie.
If it's like a love story?
Yeah.
Oh, because of a heart. Okay, I get that. So our example sentence, the boy cried after falling off of his bicycle and hurting his foot. The boy cried, or produced tears, after falling off his bicycle and hurting his foot.
哦，这男孩从脚踏车上摔下来，并且伤了他的脚，然后就哭了。
Okay, so one of the bulldogs said, throw it back.
Oh, remember, David still has that.
Yes, he's holding the hat. And someone's like, throw it back, meaning to David.
Okay, 所以这时候呢，就其中有一个这个牛头犬就对大卫说，哎，把它丢回来啊。
Mm-hmm. I like that. That sounds very nice.
Yeah, cool.
And he writes, I didn't know what to do. I felt bad for Charlie.
Ooh, okay. 这时候大卫就很犹豫，他说，我不知道该怎么办，我觉得很对不起 Charlie. When you say feel bad for somebody,
right.
Yeah, it just means kind of like you feel kind of regret or guilty about something. Mm-hmm. 就是为某人感到很抱歉，甚至有这种后悔的感觉。So if you did something bad, you know, maybe you didn't mean it, you would say, I feel bad about what happened.
Yes.
It just means I regret what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or sometimes if you forgot to call, you could say, I feel bad that I forgot to call.
Right, exactly. It's a good thing to know. Keep it in your noodle. All right, but if I didn't learn, if I didn't listen to the bulldogs, they would bully me.
Exactly, that's what we were talking about yesterday. 如果这时候呢，大卫他不听这些牛头犬的话呢，当然呢，以后呢，他也会变成被欺负的对象。所以这时候他应该要怎么做呢？不过我们听一下，这里呢，我们要教大家助动词 would 的用法，因为 it's our
英文快译通。英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
啊 ，Sermons，
what？
Did you make a reservation？
Oh， my boyfriend said he made one。
But， I can't find your name on the list。Would you mind waiting here for your friend？
My boyfriend wouldn't let me stand outside for over 5 minutes because I'm too beautiful for that. You better let me in.
I'm sorry, I can't, miss.
究竟这位傲娇女会不会大闹餐厅呢？明天同一时间请继续收看《玫瑰随便演》。
Student, if you were the girl, what would you do? 是的，我们听到的 would 其实就是 will 的过去式。像我刚刚讲的是假设不可能发生的事情，所以就要用假设子句的过去式，而 will 也要跟着使用过去式的 would。 would 还可以表示在过去时间中所表示的未来事件，听起来很复杂，我们来造个例就知道咯。 The forecast say it will rain on Saturday， 气象预报说呢星期六会下雨，这个预报已经发生了，但星期六还没到啊。所以我们看到句子中表示未来的助动词就是用 would 而不是 will 哦。而 would 除了是 will 的过去式，它也可以用来表示意愿。比方说有些女生在公车上不喜欢坐在陌生人的旁边啊。Some girls wouldn't like to sit next to strangers on the bus。 或者当我们把 would 放在疑问句中时，多半有请求的意味。例如 Would you close the door please? 可以请你把门关上吗？ Would you not smoke here?可以请你不要在这里抽烟吗？ Would you mind if I turn down the radio? 你介意我把收音机转小声一点吗？好，我们最后再来复习一次 would 的意思。 Would 是助动词 will 的过去式，可以在过去的时间里表示未来的事件，或者呢也可以表示意愿或是请求。记得它是助动词哦，后面的动词当然要用原形。那时间又到啦，我们下次再见，拜拜。
欢迎收看《玫瑰随便演》。
Honey, Did you make a reservation or not?
I did, baby.
Great! You tell the receptionist!
Hello? This is AMC Restaurant. Would you mind telling me the name of the reservation, please?
Oh, I made the reservation at ABC Restaurant, not AMC. Let me talk to my girlfriend.
What? Oh, I won't talk to you anymore.
Okay, so we saw listen, right? And this is a verb. It means to take notice of what someone says to you or to follow their advice and believe them or believe them. So, like, you could say, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am.
Means, do you hear what I say?
Okay. Listen 在这里呢其实有这个听从或者是注意。那其实大家常常会很容易搞混 hear, H-E-A-R, 跟 listen, 他们其实当然都有听的意思啦可是啊注意他们还是有差别哦。Listen 呢其实是比较表示注意听或是仔细听哦。那因为它是个不及物动词所以不可以直接接受词所以后面我们通常接介系词 to. For example, listen to this song, it's so good.
It is good.
Okay, now here is just like you probably hear that a sound
right,
is being made using your ears.、
Mm-hmm.
Here 一般就是指不经意或是不用刻意去听就可以听到的意思，像是听到门铃啊或是电话声响。So for example, I can say, I think I heard the doorbell ring or、did you hear the phone ring?
Right.
Okay, 那不同于 listen, hear 直接后面可以接受词，因为它是一个及物动词哦。
Right, so our example, Eric never listened to his parents when he was a child. Not good. Eric never listened to his parents when he was a child. So they probably were like, Eric, clean your room. Eric, do your homework.
Like, nah,
and he's
nah,
like,
nah,
I'm going to play computer games.
I don't care. That's kind of like me. Anyway,、okay, so...Eric, but it says when he was a child. Eric, 年幼的时候他从来都不听从他的父母哦。
Right.
We also saw this other word, bully.
Bully, right. And this is the verb for bully. It means to threaten or hurt someone by often scaring that person into doing something they don't want to do. Now, the noun version of bully, spelled the same way, B-U-L-L-Y, B-U-L-L-Y,is a person who threatens to hurt someone if they don't do something.
And both of these words are bad. Okay.
Right, yes.
So bully 当作动词来用有着就是、可能威吓然后欺负这样的意思。但是呢当作名词来用呢它是指就是欺负人的这些坏蛋就是恶霸这样子的意思哦。那通常我们提到就是学校的霸凌就是 school bullying。
Right,、and Dennis, the leader of the Bulldogs,、
right?
or the leader of the Bullies, and Bullies is B-U-L-L-I-E-S,、B-U-L-L-I-E-S, Dennis shouts, you can be cool and play with us, or you can be a loser.
Uh-oh, 怎么办？这时候大卫要做一个大抉择了，因为 Dennis 现在就大吼说 ,OK, 好。现在你决定要不要把这个帽子 pass 给我们呢？就是 A， 如果你把它丢回来，你就可以变得非常酷，跟我们一起玩；或者呢 ，you can be a loser， 可以当一个失败者 loser。
You're really good at saying it in such a mean way. Loser is a noun, a person who regularly is unsuccessful, especially when you have, like, low opinion of yourself.
But that's a bad word. You shouldn't
right,
really、
loser.
Call other people
no,
losers.
No, don't call people a loser. It's mean.、
Yeah.
L-O-S-E-R. L-O-S-E-R. Don't call people it, though. It's mean.
You're spelling it so that they don't learn this word.
Well, because if someone says it or they read it, they can say, this person that's saying loser is mean.
Okay, so loser 其实很不好啦。我们常常在电影可能会看到有人他可能要欺负别人的时候说 你是一个 loser, 然后就会这样指着就说你是一个失败者。那其实如果我们把这个 R 给去掉 lose 其实本身就有失败的意思它也就是 win,The opposite, 就是 win, 就是赢的这样的意思哦。Winner! We'll learn that word, that's a better word.
Yeah, winner. W-I-N-N-E-R.
Yeah.
Winner. So, Jeff thinks of himself as a loser because he seldom does anything well. Jeff thinks of himself as a loser, someone who doesn't win, is unlucky because he seldom does anything well. So maybe he's bad at tests or sports or talking to people.
Poor Jeff. Jeff 因为自己很少把事情做好，所以他觉得他自己是一个 loser, 是一个失败者。Anyway, back to the article.
Right. I thought for a second, and then gave Charlie his cap back.
Woohoo! 所以大卫想了一下，接着他就给 Charlie 他的球帽。Think for a second 就是想了一下。And
nobody on the bus believed it. I made the Bulldogs angry.
Oh my god! 所以公车上所有人都不敢相信，他竟然也就是大卫竟然该惹牛头犬。To make somebody angry 就是使某人生气这样的意思。
Right. So, but I know everyone would talk about me for years and say, David is a hero.
He's mature for his age. 但是大卫他说我知道好几年后呢这大家就会这样讨论我说大卫是个英雄。
So hero, a person, especially a man, who is admired by many people for doing something brave or good. Hero, H-E-R-O, H-E-R-O. Now, I don't really like this definition because it almost excludes or doesn't include women. So ladies out there watching, if a woman does a brave or good act, she is known as a heroine. A heroine. H-E-R-O-I-N-E.
Okay. Heroine. So hero 是英雄但是女生的英雄就是女英雄是 heroine. H-E-R-O-I-E-N.
One more time. Heroine.
Heroine.
Okay.So, everyone called Tony a hero for saving the baby from the fire. Everyone called Tony a hero for saving the baby from the fire.
每个人都称 Tony 为英雄因为他从火场救出一位婴儿哦。
So, they call David a hero and say, he stood up to the bulldogs.
哇他站出来对抗牛头犬耶。To stand up to somebody 就是敢抗拒或是面对别人哦。Good for you, David!And let's now go to our wrap-up.
Okay. All right. So we've
David, he's a new hero. I can't do cheerleading.
I can't.
That was bad. That was lame.
Were you a loser?
No.
Okay.
You know what? I would love to find out what happens after he stands up to Dennis, right?
Right, Dennis and the Bulldogs.
Because, you know, the story sort of just ends, like, today. Yeah.Like that, 我很想知道说到底他之后会不会被 Dennis 他们欺负诶 What do you think? I think, it's a good thing that he actually stood up.
Yeah, maybe Dennis will see with his own eyes people being good towards others and will change his ways. Like, think differently, not be a bully, but maybe be a nice guy.
Or maybe most other people might think, wow, David is really good.
Yeah, let's ignore Dennis.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Maybe.
Okay, well, until then, this is Laura.
Bye, and it's me, Chris.
大家好，我是 Evita。今天跟大家分享一个我人生中的小插曲。有一次呢，我搭计程车到公司上班，我就拿出1000块给司机。可是计程车司机竟然跟我讲说：“哎，他没有零钱找。”然后他就开车到附近的超商，要我去换零钱再给他。哎，哦，真是的！以后上车之前，实在还是要问一下司机有没有可以找钱，再决定要不要搭。OK， 像刚刚那个情况啊，要问对方说有没有零钱可以找开1000块。那英文的表达方式就是 Do you have change for 1000 NT dollars? Do you have change for 1000 NT dollars? Change 做名词时是零钱的意思不过它是不可数名词哦所以无论找的零钱是多少后面的那个 change 后面绝对不可以加上 s 另外我相信大家都有想过要指定面额换钞例如如果你拿出1000元，希望对方找你10张100元，用英文就可以说 ：Do you have change in $100 notes for 1000 NT dollars？ 以什么面额换钞？用 in 这个介系词，以此类推，再造一个句子 ：Do you have change in $10 coins for 100 NT dollars？就是你有没有10块钱10个10块换100元钞票咯那找零钱的英文表达方式大家学会了吗 A Plus 小聚会我们下次见咯拜拜
David's Daily Life
The Mean Bulldogs.
I thought Charlie was going to cry. One of the bulldogs said, "Throw it back." I didn't know what to do. I felt bad for Charlie, but if I didn't listen to the bulldogs, they would bully me. Dennis shouted, "You can be cool and play with us, or you can be a loser." I thought for a second and then gave Charlie his cap back. Nobody on the bus believed it. I made the bulldogs angry. But I know everyone would talk about me for years and say, "David is a hero. He stood up to the bulldogs."
Cry. Cry. Cry, cried, cried. The boy cried after falling off his bicycle and hurting his foot. The boy cried after falling off his bicycle and hurting his foot. Listen. Listen. Eric never listened to his parents when he was a child. Eric never listened to his parents when he was a child. Loser. Loser. Jeff thinks of himself as a loser because he seldom does anything well. Jeff thinks of himself as a loser because he seldom does anything well. Hero. Hero. Everyone called Tony a hero for saving the baby from the fire. Everyone called Tony a hero for saving the baby from the fire.